From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. First, his bail was reduced from $1 million to $300,000. And now, murder suspect James Arthur Merrick gets another continuance in his jury trial. It was supposed to start April 9th, but now that date will be used to discuss a scheduling date for the trial. Merrick stands accused of killing 16-year-old Tessa Rae Gingrich by running over her with his pickup truck as she walked along Central Avenue in McKinleyville. He was on probation for a wet, reckless conviction at the time. Butane and business signs take center stage next week for Eureka City Council. Members will meet on Tuesday and will hear the results of a digital sign survey. They could also amend an ordinance centered on allowing in-city wholesalers to sell larger quantities of butane to legal cannabis manufacturing businesses. After a number of what were thought to be hash lab explosions, in 2016, council passed a measure aimed at curbing that, but it apparently also makes legal permitted cannabis manufacturing facilities that use butane to make their products purchase outside of the city of Eureka. April 27th will be the last day in office for Humboldt County Auditor Controller Joseph Mellett. Back in 2016, auditors looking at his office found a $2 million cash discrepancy on the books that had gone unnoticed for 8 months. Also, a grand jury report that same year said the office had neither the necessary staffing nor authority to ensure that private vendors were doing the jobs they'd been hired to do. Also, an assistant in the office told the Board of Supervisors in November that the office was chronically understaffed and that a desperate situation existed there. Still time for you to take part. The North Coast Stormwater Coalition inviting community members to participate in the 2018 Stormwater and Water Quality Survey. The NCSC works with Humboldt County and city governments to reduce stormwater pollution and protect local watersheds. The coalition will use the survey to gauge the public's knowledge of stormwater issues, including the impacts of urban runoff and other harmful discharges into local waterways like Humboldt and Trinidad Bays and their tributaries. Based on the survey responses, the coalition will improve its regional stormwater pollution prevention education and outreach program. On March 14th, the Fortuna Concert Series presents the La Patinas, who will play a combination of storytelling along with rocking, foot-stomping, and waltzing songs. Find out more, FortunaConcertSeries.com. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.